So, Kristen, in general, what did this survey have to say about the state of healthcare in Colorado, and what from the survey stood out to you the most?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting survey to begin with because it gives a pretty comprehensive look at how Coloradans are accessing health care. The Colorado Health Access Survey called more than 10,000 households around the state. And this particular year is important because it gives a snapshot of what's going on the eve of the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid. So there are a few things that popped out to me. One was that there are fewer people who are uninsured in Colorado than 2 years ago. They found that around 14% of the people they surveyed were uninsured, which is an improvement over 16% 2 years ago. But the other thing that was clear is that there are wide discrepancies in the way Coloradans get medical care, depending on age, income, region, and ethnicity.
From reading it, the survey revealed that these things like race, where you live, how much money you make, you know, can affect the kind of health care you receive or don't receive, as it were. But did the survey show us whether that disparity is growing or shrinking?
In some cases, it looks to be growing. For instance, it found that Black Coloradans were less likely to be insured than they were 2 years ago. And that was at odds with what you were seeing for other groups. I mean, Hispanics, for instance, are more likely than others to be uninsured, but the percentages are going in the right direction. In other words, there are more Latinos who have insurance than there were 2 years ago. But for Black Coloradans, it was there were about 20% of those surveys that they were uninsured. And that was a pretty big leap from 14% in 2011. You know, and when you looked at how African Americans were getting health care, going to the doctor, getting preventive care, using the emergency room, all of those measures seem to deteriorate from 2 years ago. So in that way, the disparity did seem to be getting wider.
Those trends in terms of this deteriorating availability or access to or using of health care for African Americans, did any of the health experts you talked to have an explanation for that?
It's not clear. I mean, one thing that was clear from the survey is that, you know, African Americans aren't skipping the doctor because they're healthier. They actually reported being in worse health than other groups. So it seems to be more that there are barriers to care. More Black Coloradans said that cost was a barrier, for instance, or they weren't able to get transportation, or they weren't able to get time off of work. But I think that a lot more research needs to be done on sort of what the underlying causes are.
Out here in western Colorado, in this rural area, we're definitely familiar with barriers to health care, usually just to access to health care, and a lot of the barriers sometimes are geographic. But, you know, looking at some of the numbers from this survey, people here in western Colorado are some of the most uninsured in the state. You know, more than 20% of the people in the counties that are in our listening area, Delta, Montrose, Gunnison, and Ouray, reported they didn't have insurance during this survey. But at the same time, the same people in our region reported that they're not going to the emergency room as often as most other people in the state. And so here's my question, and maybe you don't have the answer to it, but does this mean that people here in western Colorado just aren't getting health care, or are they just paying high costs for it? What's going on there?
I don't have the answer to that, but one thing that's interesting that this survey has found about emergency care use is that emergency room use is that, you know, when people are going to the emergency room for routine things they can maybe see a doctor for, it's not generally, and the most prevalent reason isn't because they're uninsured. It's because the doctor's not available when they want it to be, or they, you know, they can't get time off of work. So there's not always a sort of a clear link between people who are uninsured who are visiting the emergency room. Sometimes people who don't have insurance, don't want to get care anywhere because they're afraid of what it will cost them. It's still sort of surprising that some of these discrepancies that we saw are growing, I think. I mean, I grew up in Colorado. You know, you expect access to insurance and access to doctors and access to basic care to improve over time. And for certain groups in Colorado, that isn't happening.
Seems like it should be concerning that on the eve of the Affordable Care Act being passed and trying to increase this availability, we're sort of seeing a backwards trend.
Right, and it will be really interesting to see what happens next, to see if, you know, the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid actually does succeed in getting more people insured.
Reporter Kristen Jones with iNews Network at Rocky Mountain PBS. Thanks so much for joining us, Kristen.
Thank you, Travis.